Living paycheck to paycheck is not financially smart. Borrowing to cover between paychecks is not financially savvy, although it might be necessary. California legislators are considering new limits on the so-called payday loan industry. The young business has grown rapidly by making small loans for short periods of time, typically until a customer's next payday. Critics say the high interest rates take advantage of poor customers who can least afford it. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Luis Lara has a regular job delivering pizzas, but his next payday is 9 days away, and he needs some money now. So he's come to this Money Tree store on a working-class street in San Diego to borrow $150. It's not the first time he's been here.
This was my third time, because I was out of job for bills piled up. So that was a problem.
Lara has to repay the loan 9 days from now, plus $26.47 in fees. Even without compounding, that amounts to an annual interest rate of more than 700%. Another borrower, who gives her name only as Dorothy, has just finished paying off her $100 loan, also at a high interest rate.
I personally think it could be a little lower, but what can I say? I don't make the laws and the rules that come from them. You know, it's just that it can get you stuck if you don't understand what you're doing, you know, if you can't afford it, because I had two or three of them. But I'm okay now, yeah. I just borrow every now and then.
Critics say the real danger is not to those who borrow every now and then, but those who borrow over and over. Attorney Gary Majors has filed a number of lawsuits against the payday loan industry on behalf of such repeat borrowers.
The problem that we see is that these are mostly poor folks, and they are folks who cannot afford to pay off that loan at the end of 2 weeks. So what we've seen over and over again are consumers who are simply swept away in a downward spiral of debt to one or more payday lenders, and usually, frankly, it's more than one. Those who make use of one payday lender are often making use of several.
That's what happened to Trudy Robidoux. She first visited a payday lender about 3 years ago, borrowing money to help cover an $800 car repair. When the time came to repay the money, she didn't have it, and the lender wouldn't agree to a payment plan. He did, however, agree to renew her loan, charging her another hefty fee.
When they tell you, well, you've got to pay the whole thing back, but you can roll it over, ka-ching, you're hooked. That's when you feel the hook right in your mouth, and you don't know it at the time, but it gets deeper and deeper.
Before long, Robidoux was spending every Saturday, going from one payday lender to another. She says her $800 car repair ultimately wound up costing her more than $10,000 in loan fees.
I was having to get one to pay another and another. All the worst things that could happened. I can't get a checking account. My credit is ruined. I'm close to retirement. It's a real nightmare.
Robidoux's story is hardly unique. A study by the Indiana Department of Financial Institutions found more than 9 out of 10 payday borrowers renew their loans, often many times over. That's one reason payday loans have become one of the fastest-growing segments of the financial industry, with an estimated $14 billion in loans last year. There are now some 10,000 payday loan stores nationwide, typically concentrated in low-income neighborhoods and near military bases. Dozens of states have legalized the practice, in some cases carving out exceptions to usury laws to provide low-income people with short-term credit. Unfortunately, repeat borrowers like Oscar and Joe, who asked that their last names not be used, wind up paying a heavy price.
I blame myself unequivocally for letting myself get there, but they made it very easy, especially the place that gave me three.
I blame them for making it too easy, really. You just kind of lured into it. Yes, I blame them.
A bill passed last week by a California Assembly committee tries to prevent the costly cycle of repeat borrowing by requiring payday lenders to offer a payment plan to those who can't immediately repay their loans in full. Interest would be limited to 3% per month, plus a one-time 15% administrative charge. Payday lenders oppose the measure. John Rabinald of the Community Financial Services Association, an industry trade group, complains the mandatory repayment plan would be needlessly complicated.
That's one of the things that our customers appreciate about the service is its relative simplicity. There are no hidden costs or hidden fees. The current terms are very easy to understand.
Even if the repayment plan does pass the legislature, lenders may be able to circumvent state law by affiliating with a federally chartered bank. Some mainstream banks are already getting into the business indirectly. Union Bank of California, for example, has invested in a check cashing chain that offers payday loans. Some consumer advocates have called for federal regulation. One bill now pending in Congress would cap payday loan interest rates at 36%. The industry's Rabinald says that would effectively kill the business. And in the end, he argues, that would hurt consumers.
It would leave them with fewer choices, fewer resources. It would just send them back to the places that they've been avoiding, and that being either pawning personal possessions, borrowing money from family or friends, bouncing checks, paying credit cards late. It would ultimately be to the consumer's detriment not to have this financial service available to them.
Attorney Majors, who represents payday borrowers, disagrees.
They love to make the argument that they are filling a role that otherwise might be filled by some illegal loan shark who is going to, you know, break your knees if you don't pay back that loan in a timely fashion. I must say, however, that when we've looked at some of these illegal loan sharks, they're not usually charging as much as these licensed payday lenders.
Major says there ought to be a way for poor people to borrow money without risking either their knees or their pocketbooks. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.